It's 34 minutes after 8 o'clock. You've got a tune to KHUM. Calder Johnson is here in the studio with me. And the next show is the Putnam County Spelling Bee. Did I get that right?
The 25th annual.
25th annual.
Putnam County Spelling Bee.
It's a long title.
It's a mouthful. Yeah, that is coming up next. We open on Friday.
This is a comedy.
Yes, it is a comedy. It's a musical. It is a show that is also, it has a lot of improv and audience participation. You know, we will end up dragging up some willing participants up on stage in each show to take part in the
really?
Fun. Yeah.
Do they have to spell?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, they do. Yes.
All right. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Go. Yeah.
Yes. No. Pass. Hard pass.
Pass.
Yeah, it is. It is a remarkably fun show. It actually started. It actually started with an improv group originally, just as a short improv exercise.
Really?
And then eventually, the show ended up taking on a life of its own. It became more popular. The creators went back. They made an entire show out of it, wrote songs, set it to music, and it ended up on Broadway.
Wow. Is it based on any reality?
Well, it's not based on any kind of historical event or whatnot. I mean, like, it's not like there's not an actual 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee that
is there a Putnam County?
You know, probably. Sounds plausible.
Somewhere.
Somewhere out there in the greater wide open America, but the great thing about the show is, again, just like those roots of the improv to it, that are really just, it makes it just fun and playful. And it's also, I think, you know, when you talk about like what kind of reality there is to it, I think that the reality the play is trying to talk about is just recalling how awkward and strange and miserable sometimes being a preteen is.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there, and I think that it's actually just really it's a very quirky, hilarious, sometimes bittersweet show about growing up. Yeah. And
I think we've all seen news stories of some of these big spelling bees, and
yeah,
they're always kind of weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, it definitely has that kind of vibe to it. In the same you look at, like, you know, children's beauty pageants,
right,
or
exactly,
other things where, like, you know, I mean, and you start to see all these kind of strained family relationships, you know, and the kind of things that also happen to kids when they're in these highly competitive environments, you know, what happens. And it's a fun adult look at what that does to kids.
Got it. Yeah. And so when did this come to be? When did this play first hit Broadway?
Let's see. That was back in the 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fairly recent work. It won a couple of Tonys when it came out. One for best book. It's a very, very funny well-written show. Very clever. It's enjoyed a healthy run. And we have a really great team on this show too. A lot of people, who have been, old hands at musicals here, in Humboldt County for a long time.
Such as?
Andrew Zavellico, we have Tyler Eager, actually really nice to welcome back Ethan Vaughn, who the last time Ethan was on stage at NCRT was when we did The Producers about 10 years ago.
I haven't seen Ethan in a long time.
Yeah.
I went to school with my son. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. So he is back. He has been coaxed back into the fold.
Wow.
So yeah, we've got all of that. Evan Needham, Tina Tamada, Jesse Schumann, who actually just recently moved up to Ashland, Oregon, but is still commuting to do the show.
Wow,
so
that's a commute.
That's cool. It's a great cast.
Have you got actual kids in it, or are the people playing
kids?
No,
it is like I said, it is a show about kids for adults. You know, it's really more about, like, you know, for adults remembering what it's like to be that age. Wow. All of the awkwardness that entails.
Cool.
What's
the run dates?
The run dates, we open on Friday, November 9th, and we run weekends Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through December 9th. So 5 weekends. And the Friday and Saturday shows are all at 8 p.m., and we have Sunday matinees at 2 p.m.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can go get tickets, buy tickets online, or answer any other questions at ncrt.net.
Where we do it live.
We do.
Fantastic. All right, so it is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Yes.
Full title.
Full title, yes. I will forgive you if you just say Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Or just Spelling Bee.
Or just Spelling Bee, yeah. Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah, I thought about putting that up on the marquee, but then I was like, are people going to think that it was actually just a literal spelling bee happening at the theater? Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's good. Good point there. They may think it actually is.
Yeah. Very true.
Alrighty. Calder Johnson, thank you so much for coming in to tell us all about this.
And, well, thank you, Cliff.
Looking forward to another great play at NCRT.